This is Dawn Ray, and I'm your host for The Jump. This podcast is all about inspiring change, courage, and confidence, building grit. I'm an executive coach and speaker. I've worked for 20 years as a finance executive in New York City and London. I've also attended Georgetown Law and Boston College, and I'm a New York qualified lawyer. I've studied personal development, performance, including sports psychology, and resilience for 15 years. I'll be giving you the techniques, mindset frameworks, and high performance strategies to finally do the thing that you're scared to do, that jump, because that, my friends, is where the level up is. This is The Jump, parachute required. Welcome back to The Jump. And so today's episode is going to talk about aging, and immediately everyone turns off. But so I'm 45, right? I have no fucking idea how that is, because I still have the maturity of a 25-year-old, and I date 25-year-olds. Just kidding. Not really. I'm not dating, but anyway. Dating is for a different episode. I used to have a major phase for much younger men, but then I realized quite recently that was fucking going nowhere, and I had to cut that shit out. So I just don't date. It's like knowing that you have a problem with sugar, and so like your addiction to sugar, and so you just don't eat any desserts at all. I don't know if that analogy really works. So anyway, we are going to talk about aging. And one of the purpose, you know, the main purpose of The Jump is to inspire you to do the fucking thing that you fear. And originally when I was thinking about this concept and planning out the material for this podcast, I was like, it's really going to be for age 37 and up. But I actually think that people of all ages, in all sexes, deal with fear, quite a lot of it, because we're conditioned to be afraid. And there's one thing that you have in your favor as you, well, there's several things that have that you have in your favor as you get older, right? One of them is you come to know yourself on a much deeper level. And the other is your fear of aging that can be used to propel you to do that jump. Let me explain what I mean. You're pretty much closer to death at 45 or 50, and even 40, than you were at 30 or 35. And so if there is something on your heart or something that you want to do or something that is a dream, it's a damn fucking good time to get your ass into gear and start doing it, to get over that fear, because you're not around forever. And aging kind of sucks. No one's listen, ladies, no one's going to tell you this, but fucking cellulite, gravity, like you start feeling things go like loose in places that you didn't even know you could go, like kind of loose. Like why is there skin here on my lower back? Like what is going on with that? It's not okay. No one tells you this. No one tells you that you shouldn't be eating after 6 p.m. in your 40s because your fucking metabolism all but stops. In America, everyone's taking Ozempic, and that's what makes them thin. I'm not on it, not yet, but I will say that I'm starting to warm to the idea, because the weight is a tricky thing. But yeah, like aging, it's beautiful and exquisite because you get to fall in love with yourself, really, and fall into a sense of acceptance, deep acceptance of who you are in uncensored, unfiltered, who you truly are. But the flip side is your health is more fragile, candidly. It is. It is more fragile. And stress impacts your body in a completely different way, and it's all of that is uncomfortable. Like when I'm around people who are in their 70s and their 80s, even in their 60s, it terrifies me. Aging terrifies me. Now, have I gotten a whole bunch of plastic surgery done? No, not yet. I say not yet because who the hell knows what's going to happen in my future? I hope I don't. I have Botox on my forehead. Thank you, Jesus. And I get that done every 6 months as a little treat for me. And I'm, you know, this podcast is kind of like my little confessional booth. So yeah, there's that. But like aging, I think, terrifies all of us. And maybe it should a little bit, just in a positive way, to push us to do the thing that we're scared to do, to say the thing that we're scared to say, to move beyond people or circumstances, might even be jobs that aren't the right jobs for us. Maybe you've been married for a long time and you're scared of being alone, and I'm with you. I've been single for a long time. And I know it can be scary to be single if you've been married for a long time, especially if you're in your 40s and so many people are judged based upon their age. Like, God, society judges women over 40. And even, you know, some men over 40, although men have it a lot easier over 40 than I think women as far as like society judging. Fucking judgy junctions. But I don't want to say like this blanket statement of aging sucks, because there's so many aspects of it that are so beautiful. There's so much about it that can evolve like a rose petal, like or like a tree growing stronger every day, like an oak tree. But we're not around forever. And I think when you're younger and in your 20s, you can feel immortal. Candidly, you are. You don't need that much sleep. You can do a whole bunch of alcohol and a whole bunch of drugs and somehow you're fine the next day. You're curious about life and you've got a certain fire in your eyes. God, what I would give to be in 20s again. Although in my 20s with my knowledge now, oh, that would be fucking fun. But the thing is we feel immortal in our 20s. It starts to wear off in our 30s. We start to get a little bit more tired. By the time our 40s come, we just think, what the fuck? And I was on a call yesterday and someone was just like, he said to me, so you deal with people having a midlife crisis? And I said it before. I was so fucking triggered. I was like, the fuck did you just say? I would not call this midlife. What does that have to do with? Like anytime anyone triggers you, it has nothing to do with them. It has something to do with you, right? So I knew, what did that tell me? Me being triggered by someone saying you deal with people in midlife. I was like, fuck that word. That word is not part of my, midlife is not part of my fucking vocabulary. Still fucking fun and sexy and living my damn best life. I would not describe it as midlife. All this, that ego, your ego just comes up and comes piping up. But, you know, I want you to really think. I was on a call with a client a couple of days ago, and they were really talking down about themselves because their age. And I was like, no, darling. You're stronger than you've ever been in your entire life now, because you've been sitting walking on this fucking crazy earth for at least 4 decades. You have more wisdom than you've ever had your entire life. And candidly, most of us in our 40s have more money than we've had our entire life, or at least have the skill set to make more money than we had our entire life. I mean, there's a lot going on with entrepreneurship, just analogy for a second. And I've met many 20-year-old millionaires. Just think, shit, I really need to fucking get my act together. But like in your 40s, you have worked so many different ways that you can pick up information and execute on it in a way that you just couldn't in your 20s, because you just haven't lived long enough. You haven't seen enough buildings burn down, metaphorically and physically. Like by the time you're 40s, if you've worked in finance, you have seen a fucking load of shit. Same thing for law. There is no crisis that you probably haven't seen. if you're working in a city and working in those two industries. And even if not, like, you just would have seen so much, and you can do so much with that. You can do so much with that wisdom. But the thing is, there's too many of us in our late 30s and our 40s, and even in our 50s, who think we're too late to start. We're too old to start. We're too old to get another job. We're too old. Dawn, I can't get another CFO position. I'm 52. It's going to count against me. Really? Because if you believe that, it will count against you. If you let that be the message that your brain, that the negativity bias in your brain latches onto, and then it will sit in your subconscious, yeah, absolutely. Then it's going to be really difficult for you because you're believing it. If you believe in the limiting beliefs, then of course it's going to be very difficult. If you believe that, you know, I'm in my 40s, I'm out to pasture, there's no way I can make CEO if I haven't made it by now. If you believe in that bullshit, absolutely. That is what you are going to manifest and bring into your life. Because what you tell your brain through your words and written actions, well, through your words through your actions, your brain is believing. So if you want to change your thoughts, that requires a remapping. And there's lots of little different ways to do that. I personally start getting podcasts into my head of the type of thoughts that I need to adapt to and adopt. Podcasts in my head, podcasts in my head every single day. When I need to remap a certain thought, yep, I find the mentor. I mean, I've read so much and listened to so much, so many people in personal development. I think Lewis Howes has one of the best podcasts out there because he's a master interviewer. He's got an incredible manner about the way that he interviews people. And he's a very kind soul. He's a very knowledgeable soul. But whatever it is, you've got to start remapping your brain and start thinking about your age a little bit differently. Not that it's a disadvantage, that it is an advantage. I created Prime, which is a networking, a very bold, when I say bold, I'm talking bold, networking community for a certain type of woman who is fucking ambitious, takes no prisoners, and makes no fucking apologies. That's called Prime. And candidly, that is for women aged 37, 38, and up. Majority are over 40. I created that because I knew women are in their prime in their 40s. And yet I kept on hearing these women, these powerhouses, these CEOs, these C-level executives tell me, like, they would make these debilitating or defacing statements about themselves and about their age. I'd be like, do you not see the fucking warrior Viking goddess that you are that is right in front of me? Do you not see it? And I was like, maybe they don't see it. All right, I need to take you by the hand, get 10 of you fucking women together, and we're all going to fucking talk about strategy and action and strength. And then we're going to go do the acting. Like, we're actually going to take the action. It's not going to be like talky. It's good about Prime is about tracking KPIs. Key performance indicators. So I, for all of the members, we track where we are on a quarterly basis. We set 3 goals for each one of us. We track where we are. It's not about the talking and the faffing. It's about increasing the income and the impact for each one of those people. And I call it Prime because women are in their prime in their 40s and their 50s. And unfortunately, for many women in their 50s, they start to feel perimenopause or menopause. They think that they're going insane, and they start to feel shame about themselves, shame about the going through a certain stage of their life instead of being able to work with specialists in menopause and perimenopause, because there's shockingly few of them. They start to feel bad about themselves and question their own sanity, and then they start dropping out of work, dropping out of director positions, and it's absurd to me. It's absurd to me when I hear that there's functional doctors, but when I hear of medical doctors in the UK and the US, like prescribing women going through menopause with anti-anxiety and anti-depression. Like, are you fucking taking the piss? Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Which is why I have a whole list of women functional doctors and nurse practitioners who all specialize in menopause and perimenopause, because women are educating themselves now and they're healing themselves with food and with sleep and with meditation and with sound therapy. They're healing their bodies. They're working with their bodies versus feeling shame about them. That is a movement. And if you combine that with high performers in finance and law, well, that's fucking rocket fuel. But whether you're a man or a woman, I do truly believe you start to reach your prime in your late 30s and in your 40s. And I do firmly believe that it is the time for you to take risk. People say, no, Dawn, you can't be starting to take risk at 38, 39, 40, not when you have kids to support and a wife to support and a house and mortgage. And I'm like, absolutely fucking no, I disagree. You take the risk. You build up that faith in yourself, in your fucking ability, because we all have it. We all have it. You build up your grit, your belief in yourself, you get your mindset right, and you fucking take the risk. That is when you take the risk, because you will figure it out. You've worked for four decades, well, at least three decades. You've walked this earth for four decades. You've got knowledge you don't even fucking know, because you haven't tested your limits. You haven't pushed past them. You're playing it safe because society told you to play it safe. Why do you think society is telling you to play it safe? Who does that serve? Does it serve you? Fuck no. It does not serve you to play safe. It serves you to take a risk, take a jump, figure it the fuck out. You're going to fall down, go boom. Then you're going to pick yourself up, figure out what you did wrong, and then do it again and do it better. Repetition, repetition. Now is the time for risk. Now, in your prime. You'll figure it out. You have the knowledge. But do you have the hunger or the fear? We all feed our fears because society works that way. Feed our fears. Don't spend that money. Sure shit, don't invest on you. Don't invest in yourself. Oh my goodness. Don't do that personal development. Woo woo. We wouldn't want you to fucking figure out what a bullshit matrix all of this is. You are playing, when you play by the rules, you are playing in a game that you didn't even set up. And you're actually playing by the rules that someone else told you. Those aren't even really the rules. The rules are known by the people who hold all of the power and all of the money, the elitist of the elite. And what I would do is get the book by Napoleon Hill as soon as motherfucking possible. Get the book by Napoleon Hill called Think and Grow Rich. Read that fucking thing back to back, rinse and repeat. Read it again. Or get it on audiobook and get it into your head. Then read a book called Power by Robert Greene. Then read any of the books by Holiday, Stoicism. He's written quite a few books on Stoicism. Nick Holiday. I'm going to put it in the show notes. Start reading there. Start filling your brain with a different mindset. A mindset that is about independence and opportunity and taking measured strategic risk versus obedience. Fucking hate the word obedience. Oh my God. Speaking of which, I really don't think that all those words obey in the Bible. I don't think that's what God wanted. I don't think he wanted to use that particular word. I have such an aversion to that word, obey. Who am I obeying? Why? I have never seen anyone obey anything and have that work out in their favor, in my personal experience. And well, I'm 45. Fuck obey. I'm not sure if you should, well, what can I say next to wrap it up and tie it all together? Maybe it's about aging gracefully, but I would say age with mischief. Age with rebellion. Age and don't play it safe. Age with a good story to tell. And if you want to hear the next one, then tune in to the next episode. I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, please forward it to friends, and I would be so grateful for a review on Spotify and Apple. Also, make sure you follow me on LinkedIn under Dawn Marie and my website, www.dawnmarie.co. Please note, there is no E in Marie. No excuses. Check out the freebies tab on my website for guides on negotiating income and gaining clarity in your role. You can also follow me on YouTube at I Am Dawn Marie. For the ladies, if you're a female executive in finance or law, you can subscribe to my newsletter, Prime, which is all about taking bold action as a woman. I'll put links for these in my show notes. Until next time, I love you. Get your nose down, take a deep breath, and jump. Keep doing the things that you fear.